confidence, O Lord. Felt like the best that I had to give has fallen short so often. Hallelujah. dare you to think about that.
Women Speak Now with Minister Terry.
Amen, amen. Good evening, family. I'm your host, Minister Terry, with What's the Word on the Women Speak Now broadcast. Amen. Let us pray, family. Father God, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for opening our eyes this morning. Opening our eyes, Father, in our right mind, with another opportunity, Father, to do your will, to glorify you, to magnify you, to worship you, to praise you, Father. We just thank you, Father. And, Father, we thank you for the rain. We thank you for the snow from east to west, from north to south. We thank you, Father. And, Father, we pray for those areas that are raining in the snow. We pray for their safety, Father. And, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray. We pray for the family that has lost loved ones from senseless killings, Father. And, Father, we pray against the spirit of killings, Father, that is going on in our nation, in our world, Father, because we know, Father, you are in control. But we pray against those spirits, Father. And, Father, we pray for those minds that are running rampant without the help that they need, Father. We pray that they can get the need and the meds they need, Father, because I tell you, Father, we know, Father, that the mind is the enemy's playground, Father. So we pray in the name of Jesus that they all may receive the help. And, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I pray against any distraction at this moment. In Jesus' almighty name, amen. Today, family, I'm going to be speaking on. This word has been coming to me for a period of time, and I just spoke with the Father God, and he said it's appropriate to speak on it now. The favor of God comes with humility. What is favor? Favor is to show are showing approval or liking and kindness beyond what is due or usual. It can be used as a verb or a noun. So we have to ask ourselves, are we seeking the Father's favor from him? And are we giving him, expecting him to give us favor? Amen? And also, family, the second part of that favor was humility. What is humility? Humility is a modest and low view of one's own importance. Humbleness, being modest, being meek. When I was just looking through the Word of God on this subject matter, family, being humble, and I tell you, it was mentioned, and meek, same thing. It was just mentioned countless times throughout his work. And we know, family, we must seek his favor. We must seek his favor more than anything and anyone else in our lives. Matthew 6:33, this is one of my favorite scriptures. It reminds us, kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these things will be added unto you. Amen. I tell you, family, in his word, grace and favor are closely related. Those of us who have received Christ Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, yes, we are saved by grace. Family, in this human flesh, we favor people that favor us. That saying applies to the Heavenly Father, Father God in the Spirit. He favors those who favor him and delight in him and honor him and praise him and worship him and love him. Hallelujah, Jesus. The favor of God. Family, we live every moment by his favor. And this doesn't mean that we won't have hardships. We're still being favored, family. We know he is with us. He is with us every step of the way because these are the steps that he has ordered Amen, family. And when we are walking in his plan, the plan he has for us, for his good purpose. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. God's grace is a wonderful thing. We have to thank you, Jesus. We have to thank him. We all, as believers, we're entitled to his grace for what Jesus does. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. But few of us will receive his miraculous favor and blessings, family. We must remain spiritual. The carnal man will never receive favor and blessings. We must die to this flesh. I've heard this countless times, and when I first started my walk, getting deeper in the Word of God, dying to this flesh is a process. I tell you, we have to die of it constantly. Because the Heavenly Father, he has so many blessings of grace and favor, which are similar gifts from God and of his good will to grant to those for good things. Amen. Some of them are forgiveness of our sins, our salvation, healing, great health, wealth, family unity, and spiritual gifts. Hallelujah, Jesus. He favors everything we do that is within his will. And as we mature spiritually in the spiritual realm, I tell you, we shall receive his blessing and favor. Hallelujah. Most of us look for favor to be in material things, which is carnal. I tell you, the Lord gives us favor. He gives us favor with peace, peace of mind, peace of heart. Hallelujah. He gives us that favor through his love, unconditional love. He gives us favor through joy. The joy, nothing and nobody. Family, when you have the joy from the Lord and that favor from him, you can rejoice over anything, over the world circumstances. You can rejoice and just praise him. Some people say that money is the root of all evil. Yes, that may be in the carnal man. That may be true, but in the hands of a spiritual being, it can be a blessing to many. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. God wants all of us. He wants all of us his favor. Hallelujah. That is his will. And favor doesn't mean he's going to drop a new car in your garage or give you keys to a brand new house. But with the favor of God, I tell you, family, he gives us peace and patience. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Because he shall direct our path. Hallelujah. Praise. When we ask, Matthew says, 7:7 tells us, when we ask, we have to make sure. For sure, we cannot get ahead of God. We have to be patient when we ask for things. In prayer, things that we need and not our wants. Amen. Because 1,000 days to God is 1 day to us. Hallelujah, Jesus. And do not count them. Just continue to seek him more. Pray and seek him and ask him advice on everything. Hallelujah, Jesus. We cannot pick and choose what we want to consult the Heavenly Father and go to him in prayer for. Hallelujah, Jesus. And everything belongs to him. He knows our hearts. He knows our wants. And he knows our needs. I tell you, he wants to hear. He wants to hear from each and every one of us personally. Hallelujah, Jesus. The favor of the Heavenly Father God. Proverbs 8:35 tells us, for whoever finds me finds life from the Lord. Are we really seeking him, or are we doing our own thing? just go on about our own merry way. Proverbs 18:22 also tells us, we all know the scripture very well. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. The Father is telling us a whole lot here, men and women, children of God, offer our bodies living sacrifices, pleasing in His sight. Don't matter what everybody else says, but in His sight. When we are changing girlfriends and boyfriends and just jumping in and out, the Heavenly Father, we cannot have that. We have to be serious about it. Young men, when you take a wife, you will find a good thing. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And women, we can't ever find a good man. He will find us. Hallelujah, Jesus. The favor of God, it will be with you when you pray in faith. And be specific what you pray, what you desire, the desire of your heart. He will grant that favor to you when they line up with His will. Amen. In the Old Testament family, in Genesis 6, Noah was a righteous man, and he found favor in God's eyes. Him, his family, we know the story. Male and female animals, they were all saved from the flood that rained down on the wicked at that time. Amen, family? Also, in Exodus, Moses found favor in God's eyes. He freed the Israelites out of Egypt. Glory be to God. Our Heavenly Father God, all generations, the great I Am, He's been the same yesterday, today, and will be forevermore. Hallelujah, Jesus. He favors us with His faithfulness and His unconditional love. People will fall out of love with you, but the Heavenly Father, He loves you unconditionally. Glory be to God. We have to just tell ourselves, family, greater is He that is within us than the evil that's within the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Never lose our focus. His favor is unmerited grace. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Before we can get to receive His favor, family, there's some things we must do. We must humble ourselves. This is another favorite scripture, and you can break this one down in pieces and dissect it in piece by piece to get that understanding of it. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people called by name, my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal the land. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we need some healing on this land now. Father God, that's so much to it. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to just constantly pray over that scripture. Amen, family. Family, some of us are walking around, moving around, doing our own thing. We should be doing the will of God. He said, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. But do we believe every word of His word to be truth? Or do we pick and choose? Or do we perish for lack of knowledge? Or not even going to His word? Do we perish? When I look back and I look and I surf the news and I see what's going on of the world, I tell you, family, I see so much hatred. so much hatred, so many killings, mass destructions of one another. Sometimes I just have to just sit there, close my eyes, and lift my head up and look up, and I just say, Father, I know you are still in control. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, he wants us to love. He tells us, love thy God. Nothing and nobody before him. And he also wants us to love one another. But love may be difficult in the carnal man. But as believers, we are to walk in love in the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. 1 Peter 5 and 6 tells us, therefore, humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he may exalt you in due time. Like again, Samuel can never get ahead of God. He has to be patient. He has given us that spirit of patience he puts within us. We cannot get ahead of him. Do we really hear and listen to what the Heavenly Father is telling us? Do we really understand his word to be truth? Do we really read his word and meditate on his word to get an understanding? Family, there's some things we have to do. I tell you, do we really understand the word of truth? Do we understand the depth that when nobody else could have? He paid with his life on the cross. He paid so you and I could live sin-free. Are we sharing, family? Are we sharing the good news of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, with others? Are we really, family? Family, there may be many times when we share him with others and they choose not to accept him at that moment. There's so many that need to hear the good news. Keep sharing and come back around. Come back around, because we all was there once before in our life and doing our own thing. Amen, family? So never give up. Never give up on anyone of sharing the good news of Jesus. Amen, family? Also, family, when we're in our daily walks, we're doing our walking in love, walking in the Spirit of God, do we stop and give a helping hand and word when we go run across a homeless person or someone that's less fortunate than ourselves? Do we, family? Or do we pass by without even saying a good morning, good afternoon, or hello? Do we really, family? And it's not so much as giving them monetary, but do we give them the good news of Jesus and let them know that Jesus loves them? Humble ourselves, family. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ephesians 4:2 tells us, with all lowliness and gentleness and with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Never forget the Heavenly Father God has done for you and what he is doing, because we're not doing this on our own. Hallelujah, Jesus. And where he has brought us from and how he has kept us from backsliding. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to praise him. Hallelujah. Praise him. Thank you, Lord. And some of us, I tell you, family, some of us believers are walking around saying, I did this, I did that, I completed this, I completed that. But we all must ask ourselves, where would I be without the Lord on my side? Hallelujah, Jesus. I look back, family, at growing up in Compton. I got myself in some situations. I brought it on myself because I was doing my way and not his way. And I know now I was perishing for lack of knowledge. Let not my people perish for lack of knowledge. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, the word of God, you can get that word anywhere. You can get a Bible. It's not called a P2P ministry. You can get a Bible. You can call in and listen to Sound Doctrine every evening. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, family, I was just doing my own way. But I always thank God. I thank God because he didn't give up on me. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I shall not give up on him. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, our way will never work out. Never work out until it lines up with his word, his way, and ties into his word. Hallelujah, Jesus. And his will. Ooh, glory be to God. James 4:6, family, tells us, but he gives grace and more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. I tell you, you did not do it on your own. God did this for you. Thank him, praise him. We must be humble if we really want to see the favor of God. Thank you for all he has done, all he is doing. I tell you, family, we have to place ourselves out of the equation, being good to us, better than we've been to ourselves, better than anyone could ever be to us. Hallelujah. We think we may have it all together, doing well with a brand new car, a lavish home, fat bank account, and all the material things the world could offer. But are we really seeking those things which are above? Are we really found? Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. James 4:10 tells us, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Heavenly Father God is always in control. He sees all. He hears all. And he knows all. And he knows our heart. He doesn't care how much money you have made or what you are doing for the church, the building. He cares about the church within us. Hallelujah. Humility, family. Being humble is essential. He's coming back. He's coming back not for all these churches all over the nation. He's coming back for one church. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And until we all, as one, come together, like-minded, and serving Christ, not man, not money, and definitely not ourselves. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. He's coming back for one church. 10:11 tells us, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Exalt Jesus. Let's talk Jesus. I tell you, family, our network teaches and preaches sound doctrine with beautiful humility, doing his will and not our will. I thank God for the Now Network, Pastor E. I thank God for his vision for this platform. From Exalting Jesus, Let's Talk Jesus, Man Up the Movement, Women Speak Now, 52 Weeks of Love, Wake Up, Get Up, Moving Your Purpose, Finishing Strong, Real Talk. Because all these broadcasts, they are freely given. The word, the sound doctrine of God, freely given. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, they have strengthened me where I can go to the Word and have to humble myself, get out of this flesh, to help me die of this flesh and to just walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank the Lord for his word, family. And you should be thanking him too. Amen. And family, we must, some things we must do, we must equip ourselves in his word. Because we know the enemy is just walking around seeking who he can kill, steal, and destroy your spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus. I tell you, family, we stay up on his word and stay up praying and praising the Lord, ooh, we will defeat him in his own tactics. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we really want to see the goodness and receive the blessings and favor from God, that what he has for us, we must humble ourselves. We must do for others. There's so many things we can do. There's people shut in. Doesn't always mean monetary. You got to give out your pockets. You can give some of your time. You can read. There's some people can't read a book. If you can read, you can do this. This finds favor in God's sight because you're doing his will, not your will. Amen, family. We have to do for others before we do ourselves. I'm going to just use an example here, family. For example, opening doors. I'm not just talking about car doors, house doors. I'm talking about opening doors when we're out in public. Some people, family out there, they out in public, they in such a hurry. They may even let the door slam on you. The automatic opener is not available. Amen, family. Family, we have out here on the freeways, highways, streets, we have road rage. Hallelujah, Jesus, we got to slow down over here. You be in traffic, family. You try putting on your blinkers. You may not get out of that lane. Oh, Jesus, we have to humble ourselves. They see you trying to get out, family, they speed up. Also, family, they racing around in the parking lot. They racing around like the store's going to pack up and run away. They racing around trying to get to the pumps, to pump gas, like the pump's going to run out of gas. All I'm saying, family, we have to humble ourselves. God gives us that spirit of patience and to be humble amongst each other. We have to implement that in our lives. Amen. And as children of God, we must exhibit humility to others and to one another. Amen? Some of us have to stop thinking that the sun rises and sets in me. No, it's not all about me. It's not all about you. It's all about Jesus. But I say, family, the health to the Heavenly Father, we are all important in his sight. Heavenly Father God, hallelujah, Jesus. Especially those who love the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I have to always constantly say, family, less of me and less of us and more of Jesus. Letting our minds be in Christ, like our minds be in Christ, in Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We can never be Jesus. We can never be him. But if we let our minds be like Christ Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. But we can, family. What we can do, we can love more. We can forgive more. And when we forgive, we have to forgive. We can encourage more. We can pray more for others. Pray more for others to do better. And for ourselves to do better. I tell you, family, this is not our will. This is the will of God. Favor from the God, from the Heavenly Father comes with a humility. Father God, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for this platform. Father, that I was able to share a word today, Father. And Father God, I know, Father God, when I am not as humble as you would like me to be, Father. Sometimes I just have to shut down, Father, tune out everything that's around me, Father, just to be in your presence, Father. Because I tell you, Father, dying of this flesh, Father God, you know, for all of us, it is a process, Father. And, Father, we will never be perfect. Hallelujah, Jesus. But, Father God, we are, as we are pleasing and acceptable in your sight, Father, I just pray that we all are strengthened up where needed to continue to walk in your purpose in spirit to do your will, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I tell you, family, God is so good. He is good to us when we are not good to ourselves. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen, family. Thought I was worth saving. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Can't help but praise. Thank you.